I'm trying to come up with a way to just dive into this segment with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, but I just don't know. Brian, I just don't know how to explain what happened yesterday. Packers tying their biggest comeback of all time, beating the Dallas Cowboys 37-36. It was a game which you watch the highlights of it. I was so, my appetite, I needed to see the highlights over and over again. And each time I saw them, I still can't believe how we came up with a victory yesterday. Can you explain it for me? Because I have no idea.
It's rather remarkable. I felt like a little bit of a Debbie Downer on our Friday interview, not giving the Packers much of a chance. And I think a lot of people probably might have agreed at halftime of a game. But Matt Flynn, Packers backup quarterback, leads the Packers to 5 second-half scores. He throws 4 touchdown passes in the second half. To come back, as you said, tied for the largest comeback in franchise history. And the way Matt Flynn has played, it has amazed me, and I think has amazed many people. Has directed the Packers to 2 wins and a tie in the past 3 games that have kept the Packers afloat in their hopes for a NFC North division title.
Oh, did people love coming after me after the game yesterday? Because I've been very hard on Matt Flynn. I never thought he was going to be a viable option. I thought he was a flash in the pan with us a couple of years ago. We saw him struggle and get beat out consistently in other organizations. He had the elbow problems, and I just thought that it would be like Packer fans to want to go back to something we've already tried, and they were all right, and I was wrong, and coupled with the fact that I've given up on this team pretty much every week until they bring me back in, I feel like I'm a pretty awful Packer fan, and I just got to live with that, I guess.
It is remarkable, Matt Flynn. I wouldn't be surprised if after these heroics and what he was able to do at the end of 2011 and backing up the Packers during their Super Bowl season, there may actually be enough for Matt Flynn to get into the Packers Hall of Fame someday, as weird as that might be. If Zeke Rakowski, Bart Starr's backup, can make it, maybe there's a spot for Matt Flynn as well.
Well, that would be aided strongly if the Packers do end up making the playoffs here, and with the big 37-36 victory over the Cowboys, things are looking a little brighter. Still, some things need to fall into place, but having Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys basically gift you that game in the second half, what was going on there? Because they were a team that ran all over us. I think DeMarco Murray only had, he had less than 20 carries. He could have had another 20 more, give him another 150 yards, but they kept throwing. And even when they were supposed to run, Tony Romo would check out and throw passes. Incompletions, stops the clock, interceptions, cost them the game. I've been always a defender of Tony Romo. I said, guys, not his fault. You know, he's got these fourth quarter problems, but he's a good quarterback. Well, I mean, I can't really point that argument anymore. They gift wrap this one for us.
The Packers can send Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett a thank you note for running as many times as they did. And as you point out, they kind of checked out a couple times at the line. So maybe Tony Romo as well, in addition to throwing a 2 second half interceptions. But I'm stupefied to, you know, look and see how many times that the Cowboys, you know, chose not to run the ball, especially with a very good running back in DeMarco Murray. And it's not like the Packers were ever really stopping them at any point. So, it was as much a Cowboys loss as it was a Packers win. But Packers aren't going to be complaining as they gain, staying pace with the Lions and the Bears in the NFC North.
So much to talk about in this game. Again, the Packers beating the Cowboys 37-36. Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Does this get revenge against Jason Garrett, that Thanksgiving Day game 20 years ago? And we talked about the possibility that Matt Flynn would out Jason Garrett, and he did that. Does this get you retribution in any way?
I guess so. And what's also interesting, if we're talking about history as well, it's the first Packers regular season win in Dallas, I think, since some like 1991. And, the Packers have now quite a history of winning big games in that stadium. If you consider what they were able to do yesterday and coming back from a 23-point deficit at halftime and also winning Super Bowl XLV in the building, the Packers after the game, you saw them on the Fox broadcast chanting, our house, over and over. It's remarkable what history there is against the Cowboys.
Just another one of those games where the first half afterwards you're like, okay, this team sucks, playoffs are not in the question, and Dom Capers needs to get fired. And then the second half, the Packers' defense suddenly shows signs of being good. They create turnovers, and they lead a comeback. I don't know how much longer you can sustain playing like this, and they may not have to if Aaron Rodgers does come back this week, which I think are we all assuming this is going to happen, or don't we know yet?
We certainly don't know it with any certainty, but I would say the chances of Aaron Rodgers playing have to be darn near 99%. I know Ed Werder of ESPN has reported that the Packers are expecting Aaron Rodgers to play, so we'll find out later today when Mike McCarthy speaks, but I think Matt Flynn is ready to take a back seat, and hopefully the Packers' spirits will be buoyed a little bit by the return of Aaron Rodgers. The defense certainly hasn't played well when he's gone. For some reason, they played well while he's in there, so maybe they'll go back to being a good defense now that Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to return.
I'll tell you, on a personal level, I just want to – here's what's coming up for me. You need the Lions to lose one of these next three games. They have the Ravens tonight, which is a very losable game for them. So let's assume the Lions do lose a game because everyone's assuming it. Now, you could see the Lions take this and win three straight, and it doesn't matter. But that is in play. I'm fearing, and this is what we want, but I'm also fearing the Packers and the Bears playing for the NFC North crown in 2 weeks because – I am getting married at Lambeau Field on New Year's Eve, and my wife's side is predominantly from Illinois. So I don't want the Bears to beat the Packers and then come up and dance at Lambeau Field about it. So I'm worried from that point. I didn't really ask you a question there. I'm just freaking out right now that I thought about it.
I can see that that's definitely a scary situation. You're going to have to call in some favors from the Packers and just make sure that doesn't happen. But, yeah, at the way it's looking, this division race could come down to the very last week. I think fans will have a rooting interest tonight. The Lions play on Monday Night Football. They host the Baltimore Ravens, and while technically – you know, it isn't necessary that the Lions lose this very game. If the Packers need the Lions to lose at least once, and the Packers control their own destiny, of course, with the showdown with the Bears on the last game of the season, provided the Packers keep winning out until then.
We got the Steelers on Sunday at Lambeau and then Chicago, so we need to win both those. Lions need to lose one of three. Seems easy enough. I don't know how we got here, but we're still alive. I really didn't think that we would be. I thought this would be our funeral conversation of the year, but we're still alive. Amazingly enough, I can't believe it, Brian.
It's been a roller coaster ride, and thankfully, right now we're coming up to a peak on that roller coaster, and hopefully it keeps going up for a few more weeks.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com, still awaiting my wedding invite in the mail. It'll come.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll be there with bells on.
Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. We'll talk to you on Friday, bud.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.